and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 16th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of novelist Richard Ford, born in Jackson, Mississippi in 1944, author of the trilogy of novels about Frank Bascom, beginning with The Sports Writer in 1986, then Independence Day in 1995, and The Lay of the Land in 2006. Although he was born in Mississippi and many of his stories are set in the South, Richard Ford has resisted critics who want to label him as a Southern writer. He said once in an interview, "Categorization, women's writing, gay writing, Illinois writing, inflicts upon art exactly what art strives at its best, never to inflict on itself, arbitrary and irrelevant limits, shelter from the widest consideration and judgment, and exclusion from general excellence." The Sports Writer, his first novel, was written by Ford after the magazine he was writing for, Inside Sports, went under, and his wife, Christina, challenged him to write a book about a happy man. It was named one of the five best books of 1986 by Time magazine. It's the birthday of Henry Adams, born in Boston, 1838, the great-grandson of John Adams, author of a famous American memoir, The Education of Henry Adams, a book in which Henry Adams avoids any mention whatsoever of his wife Marion, whom he married in 1872, and who, about 12 years later, took her own life in desperate sadness after the death of her own father. Adams wrote to a friend at the time, "I admit that fate at last has smashed the life out of me, but for 12 years I had everything I most wanted on earth." He was also the author of an epic 9-volume history of the United States during the administrations of Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. It's the birthday of Edgar Bergen, born Edgar Berggren in Chicago in 1903, who, when he was still in high school, got a dummy, a little wooden puppet with a monocle, whom he named Charlie McCarthy. And Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy worked together for 59 years, including 20-some years in radio. In 1978, Edgar Bergen announced his retirement, and 9 days later, before he had actually retired, he died in his sleep after a performance in Las Vegas. And it was on this day in 1959 that Fidel Castro assumed power in Cuba. Castro was born 1926 in Biran, Cuba, studied law at the University of Havana. He attempted to overthrow the dictator Batista in 1953. That revolution failed, and Castro was captured. He was released from prison 2 years later. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Foster, "Beautiful Dreamer." "Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, out on the sea, mermaids are chanting the wild Lauralee. Over the streamlet, vapors are born, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, e'en as the morn on the streamlet and sea. Then will all clouds of sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me." A poem by Stephen Foster, "Beautiful Dreamer." The Writer's Almanac is supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Alice Shavonik and engineered by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.